I am getting this stuff down. It's a little bit of a challenge today.
You're doing all right. You're doing all
right. That's right. So we got a pretty good happy headline of the day. And this is already kind of a big deal as is. Not many people get to say they're going to be celebrating their 102nd birthday.
Wow.
But this lady, Irene O'Shea, she's from Australia, and she's doing just that. And even though that is like a big deal in itself, she decided to celebrate her birthday in a crazy way. She is going to be skydiving.
Wow!
Which I couldn't even do that at age 28 because I would feel like I would have a heart attack. So good for her. But yeah, so I guess she did this on her like 100th birthday. And she's like, oh my gosh, I love this so much. I'm going to do this every year. Okay. She likes to live life on the edge.
It sounds like it.
I wonder if she was like this throughout her life, or if she just decided like, all right.
I would assume so.
Yeah. Or maybe she's like, let's be crazy. Why not? You know, I'm up there now. But what's even better about this is she's actually dedicated this this jump to her late daughter, who actually passed away 10 years ago from a motor neuron disease.
Okay.
And she also raised some money throughout the year. She, and like between her 100th birthday and her 101st birthday, she already raised $12,000 for, you know, to raise awareness for this disease.
That's great.
So hopefully she can actually raise a little bit more now, because now people are like, oh, this lady just keeps jumping out of planes. Let's just keep donating money.
And maybe because she can inspire other people. So maybe if she makes it to her 103rd birthday jump, maybe a bunch of people that have raised money as well could be jumping with her. That'd be cool.
Oh, my gosh.
Like a whole group jump?
How many people can go to skydiving at once?
I don't know. I know I always see those big circles that they'll make where they link hands and do all the circles, but I don't know what that takes. I don't know.
Would you ever do it?
I've never skydived, so I don't know.
Wait, would you?
Or skydoved.
Skydove.
Right. I've never done it before. So I don't know. I would consider it. I would think about it. I don't like falling though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Heights not so much. It's the falling part that I don't like.
Well, maybe you could test it out with like I don't know if they have one around here, but have you ever gone to those like skydiving?
Oh, the simulation things?
Yeah. So it's
I'd give it a shot.
I'd give that one a shot first and then maybe see how that is. But I feel like that's nothing compared to the real thing.
Definitely not. But that's why it's the happy headline of the day. If you know of great happy headlines, we'd love to hear about it. Just get a hold of us, 983thecoast.com. And your happy headline could be coming up tomorrow.